This is the Shia of Sunday, Simon Tov Reish Yud, Seif Dalet, page 148, three lines from the bottom. Starting from the Ramah. V'noyagin, and the custom is, Shekol ish godoil oi kotten oi sinoinea. The meaning is that Shekol ish, every man, godoil, adult, oi kotten, young, Ois Noned has got a special light burning over Yom Kippur. The Mishneh Berurah points out this minig is only Shekol Ish, says the Mishneh Berurah in Sefkot Nyut. Ve'en Lais is Leir Le'isha. This universal minig of having a special light over Yom Kippur, this is only a minig which is for men and not for ladies. Mishneh Berurah continues in Sefkotten Yud Aleph, Oy Kotten, he says that's not necessarily true that we do for young people. The Mishneh Berurah says that nowadays the minhag is only to do for married people. So only if you're married, you have an additional light on the side. If you are married over Yom Kippur, you're going to put a special, besides the regular lights that you're lighting over Yom Kippur, you're making an additional light for every male that is married. You're adding an additional light. And that is, additionally as well, there is gam neir neshama le'aviv l'imoy shemesui. What we call nowadays a neir neshama, a yotzat candle, le'aviv to his father, v'le'imoy to his mother, shemesu. V'chein ochon, and this is proper, to have a yotzat candle over Yom Kippur. V'chein kosvu, Miktas Ravosa, and this is also something which has been recorded in earlier sources. Vim kavuneiros eilu b'yom Kippurim, if those candles have been blown off on Yom Kippur, for some reason they didn't burn the entire Yom Kippur. So some people are really concerned about that. The fact it's not a good simon, it's not a good sign that they're not they weren't burning the entire Yom Kippur. So some people saw that as a very bad sign. They got really worked up about it, and they asked Goyim to kindle them again, to put them on again. So he says over here, "En loy malein Yehudi shachs v'dikim." You may not ask a goy to put them on again. You're not allowed to light them again. Because after all, it's not an absolute mitzvah, and therefore you're not allowed to ask a goy to light those candles again. Mishikov Neiro B'Yom Kippur, continues the Rama, if his light taket did go off on Yom Kippur, then Yachsel V'Adlikenu B'Motzei Yom Kippur, light him again on Motzei Yom Kippur. Not on Yom Kippur, but on Motzei Yom Kippur, put him on again. V'Al Yichabenu Oid, and do not blow them off. Elo, keep them on until there's nothing left of the wax, until they are finished. Now, this is really, nowadays, it's not so relevant nowadays, where wax is very cheap. In previous generations, wax was expensive. And people, if they didn't need the light, they would save themselves the wax. So here it says that if it did go off during Yom Kippur, put them on again, and light them again on Motzei Yom Kippur, and keep it until there's nothing left. Ve'im gam, and also additionally, capital of shekol yomav lo yichabe Motzei Yom Kippur neiroi. You should also accept on yourself that keep them burning future years as well. Keep it on. Never blow them off. Never blow them out on Motzei Yom Kippur. Just keep them burning until they are finished for future years as well. Lo yhu v'lo yachet. Don't ask somebody else to do it on your behalf either. Don't blow them out. Keep them on. We spoke about that as well. Some say sheish la'atzia shulchonos, make the table Yom Tov Dik, b'Yom Kippur k'moy b'Shabbos, and Yom Kippur like on Shabbos. And that is certainly the minhag, that the table is laid nicely for Yom Kippur. Some have the minhag to wear white, clean garments on Yom Kippur. Dugmas, Malach HaShores, like angels. The minhag is also to wear kittels. Shulavan, Venok, Ida is clean and white. Vegamu Beged Mesim, and it's also cloth of Mesim, of people who are deceased. But it is then, through that, Leva Adam, the heart of a person, Nishba is humbled. which is an appropriate feeling for Yom Kippur. Now, in Sifkot and Design, the Mishneh Berurah says, "Shenagu lilbosh bgodim levonim, v'noyagin shegam anoshim loyvshim bgodim levonim v'nekim lichvod hayom." V'noyagin, and the custom is also that women also wear white clothes and clean clothes lichvod hayom for the Yom Tov. But they should not wear the jewelry that they wear normally on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, because it is after all, it's a day of judgment, and the person should not go like you wouldn't go on a court case with all your jewelry. You'd have to wear to look presentable, but. Not overdo it. So similarly, also in Yom Kippur, you're allowed to wear jewelry, but don't overdo it. With regards to the first point that the Mishneh Berurah mentions over here, that Noshim Noigam Nilboish Begodim Levonim Vinekim Lichvod Hayom, I don't know if that's universally accepted still nowadays, that women wear white clothes, I think nowadays, generally the minig is, so I believe and so I understand, just to wear regular Yom Tov clothes and not to wear white clothes, but some women still have that minig. Simon Tofres Yud Alev Shalelium Akipurim Dinoi Kiyomoi. The night of Yom Kippur, the same halachas applies then by day. We know that on the Tisha B'Av and all the other, and the Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, on the one hand, they start by night, but the other fast days, they start in the morning. So here it's pointed out that Yom Kippur is Dinoi Kiyomoi, the Leil of Yom Kippur, the night of Yom Kippur is the same halacha than by day. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Tzif Aleph, Yom Kippurim Leiloi Kiyomoi Lechol Dovo. Yom Kippur, the night is like the day, Lechol Dovo, for every matter, for everything. There's no difference between night of Yom Kippur and day of Yom Kippur. Umayim Advorim Asurim Boy. What is really also malacha? The 39 melach is like on Shabbos. Achila v'shtiyah, eating and drinking. Rechitza, washing. Sicha, smearing. Ne'ilas ha-sandal. Wearing leather shoes. Tashmish shamita, marital relations. These are the five inuyim. The five inuyim as well as the melachas. And we're going to speak about them in greater details. Ein chiyuv kores. However, there is no chiyuv kores, punishment of kores. Elal melacha, achila, Veshtia. There's only Koras, the very severe punishment of Koras only applies for Melocha, for doing any of the 39 Melochas, or for Achila, eating, Shtia, drinking. How do we know that the night is the same than day? Because as the Pasuk says in Mishneh Berurah, Leilu Kiyoimu Deksiv, as it says in the Pasuk, Me'erev, from the evening, Ad Erev, until the evening. In other words, a whole day and night. A whole day and night is Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a whole day and a whole night. Siv Beis. Kol melach shechayovim aliyah b'Shabbos, chayovim aliyah b'Yom Kippur. Every melacha that a person is chayev on, has transgressed on Shabbos, chayovim aliyah b'Yom Kippur, is also chayev on Yom Kippur. V'kol shebeshabbos potur, avol also, and everything which is on Shabbos only rabbinical, that is potur, avol also, that is not biblical, but it's rabbinical, rabbinically also, is also gam b'Yom Kippur, is also on Yom Kippur like that. So the same melachas apply. So it's not like a Yom Tov, but it's rather, it's identical as far as melachos are concerned, it's identical to Shabbos. The only difference is, Shabbos doinu b'skila, v'yom ha-kippurin doinu b'koras. The only difference is with regards to a punishment. On Shabbos, a person, if he does it intentionally, he gets skila. He gets the punishment of Mises Bezdin, of skila. V'yom ha-kippurin doinu b'koras, however on Yom Kippur, he gets the punishment of koras, which is different. And v'cholch also let, so he continues. Not only this is with regard to the raises, so, but also v'cholch also let taltaloi b'Shabbos. Everything which a person is not allowed to touch on Shabbos, what we would call mukta, also let taltaloi b'Yom Kippurim. You're also not allowed to move around on Yom Kippur. So mukta of Yom Kippur is the same than mukta of Shabbos. V'itiru lenakev yorok v'lifzei agoizim min amincha v'lemalo. However, what is Nakev Yorok is permitted. What is Nakev Yorok? So the Mishneh Berurah explains there could be two pshatim. It could either be that it's a type of preparation that is permitted with regards to vegetables, cutting some of the leaves off. That may be permitted as a preparation. Or alternatively, another pshat is that it's also a type of preparation, but it's cleaning, washing off the vegetables for the evening. That may also be permitted. However, the Shulchan Aruch says, nowadays the custom is to also ask and forbid this knevas yorok is also forbidden nowadays. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that the reason for that is because in Sifkot and Tes, Lefisha Bedurus or Achroinim, his Chidule Kalkev Lemalas is Dvorim Eluked Mincha, because it was only permitted from Mincha onwards anyway. Nowadays, people started doing it earlier, and therefore, Lefichoch Bitlu Leheta Leknivas Yorok Vepsias Egoizim Legamre. So, therefore, those two things that we said are permitted really from Mincha time onwards, which was a Knivas Yorok, which is the preparation of vegetables, and also Lefsia Egoizim to open up the nuts, which is permitted for Mincha Lamala, because people were not careful about the timing of that and did it before Mincha time already, and that's for sure forbidden. So since people started doing that, so it's actually become also the custom is to ask it completely even after Mincha, where really it should have been permitted. Says the Rama, V'im Noflo, Dleika B'yom HaKippurim, if Chas V'Sholem Deizei, Fai on Yom Kippur, Mutar Hatzel Tzuda Achas, a person is allowed to save one meal, Letzoy Chalaylo, for the night, commercial matzal b'Shabbos l'sud as mincha, like on Shabbos as well, you're allowed to save one meal. Now this is based on a Gemara, in fact, a perik in Masechta Shabbos, that if there's a dleik on Shabbos, if there's a sreifa on Shabbos rachmon al islam, then there's certain things people are allowed to save. Matzilin min adleika, you're allowed to save from a fire various items. Fascinating perek in Masechta Shabbos. And one of the things that is permitted over there is that you're allowed to save yourself a meal for Shabbos. So you've got the house burning down, Rachmon and Itzlan, you want to save various items. One of the things you're allowed to save meals for Shabbos. So if it's on Friday night, you're allowed to save three, Shabbos two, and Shabbos afternoon, only one meal for Shabbos Shudas. So the same applies over here with regards to Yom Kippur as well. Which is really interesting because it's not really for Yom Kippur itself, it's obviously for Motzei Yom Kippur, and that is permitted over here. You're allowed to save one meal for Motzei Yom Kippur. V'kvan ispah b'simen shin lamedalet ketzenuagim izman azebetekes b'shabbos. He says, we've discussed in simen shin lamedalet what is permitted and not permitted with regards to dleika on Shabbos, v'adin b'yom kippurim, and similarly also the same applies to Yom Kippur. There's various halachas discussed over there. That nowadays was slightly, the halacha is a bit different, but it's all discussed in Shin Lamed Daled. V'noagu shatinoik is misachkim be'goizim. The minhag is that children play with nuts. Ve'ein limchos bi'adam. You don't have to protest. Keep them playing with nuts. Afilu kodem minchem, before mincha. Let the children play with nuts. That's all right. V'nishtarbe v'aminek medin p'tzias ha'igoizim aniska. And the reason for the minik, the Rama over here discusses where the minik comes from. The minik of the children playing with nuts is actually comes from the heta, that it is permitted to play with, not permitted to play with nuts, but it's permitted to actually prepare the nuts on Yom Kippur, and that's where the minhag comes from, that children play with nuts. Now, I wonder if nowadays children would be satisfied with playing with nuts, but that's a question of its own. What is interesting over here is that I think it's very striking over here that the Rama here goes to town explaining where the minhag comes from. He doesn't just he finds it important enough to point out that the minhag of children playing with nuts comes from the fact that it's actually permitted to open up the nuts for Mincha and Malo. We mentioned that nowadays we don't do that anymore because people got it wrong timing-wise. But it's the Rama finds it important to stress and emphasize that, do you know why children play with nuts? It's because initially there was people were allowed to do that, even adults were allowed to prepare for Mincha onwards. So that's really interesting that the Rama finds it important to explain where the minhag comes from. Simon Tov, Reish, Yud, Beis. Isu Achile B'Yom Kippur V'Shir Kamusa. The Issa of eating on Yom Kippur and the Issa Achile and the Shir, the measure that a person is not allowed to eat. Simon Tov, Reish, Yud, Beis is a very crucial simon. It discusses how much a person is over on, how much a person needs to eat in order to be over on the Isurim of Achila and Shtia on Yom Kippur. Okay. Sif Aleph. Ha'oichal b'yom ha'kippurim. A person who eats on Yom Kippur. K'koyseves ha'gaso. Like a fat date. K'koyseves ha'gaso. Chayef. He's chayef kores. He's done the main transgression of eating on Yom Kippur by eating a koyseves ha'gaso, a fat date. V'upochos mekebeitzim at. And this is less than the amount of an egg. V'shiyazeh. And this amount, this figure of fat date of koyseves ha'gaso, shovel lechol adam. That's the same for every man, for every person. Bein l'nanas, whether he's a dwarf, bein l'oig melech ha'boshon, whether he's a huge giant, like, as we know, that oig, the king of Boshan, was a giant. Whether he's a giant or a dwarf makes no difference. The same amount of koyseves ha'gaso. If you're eating that much, you have done the main transgression of eating on Yom Kippur. Now, what is really interesting over here is what the Bialocha points out straight away over here, that actually, if you're eating a koyseves ha'gaso, you actually not, it's not such a big deal. I mean, it is a big deal, but it's not actually possible to by eating it. He's asking a question because we're going to be learning later on that a person, you have to eat something edible in order to be over. If you're eating something which is not edible, you're not actually over. So now, if you're eating a date, what's in the middle of a date? Well, obviously, a big part of the date is actually the stone. So if you're actually eating an actual koyseves ha'gaso, if you're actually eating a fat date, you're not eating the sheer, the amount of a fat date. Because obviously, the stone in the middle, you're not going to eat. So by eating a koyseves ha'gaso, you're probably not actually chayef, although the shear is koyseves ha'gaso. Fascinating point. Really fascinating point by the Bialocha over here. And he says that, let me just read this Bialocha because it's really important. It says the Bialocha, koyseves ha'gaso, misbar b'shas, the koyseves ha'gaso, ha'inoim garinoso. He said that it's definitely explicit in the Gemara that koyseves ha'gaso must be talking about the shear, the measure with the stone. Velichoire, de'im ochal koyseves atzmo. If you're actually eating a koyseves, if you're eating a fat date, potu, you're actually exempt, you haven't done the main issa. Shari chosem okem agarin, you haven't eaten the area, the volume of the stone, and the stone itself, and it's half, you can't count that. You can't eat that. It's not edible. And it's not edible at all. So he's pointing out over here that you're only over if you're eating something which is edible. We're going to speak about items which are not edible. But surely a stone in the middle of a date is definitely not an edible item. So how can it be over? And he says, the Bialocha actually answers, if you skip a little bit, he says that towards the end, he says, Yesh tmorim rakim shenecholim im garinim. He says that there are some dates which stones are actually edible. And we must be talking about that. He says, it must be a stone that is edible for humans, human consumption, not just for animals, and it must be talking about that. Which is really interesting. That means that if you're eating a regular type of fat date, a fat, juicy date, and you're leaving the stone out, and you're not eating it, you're actually not oivon koyseves ha'gaso. It's really ironic, but that's really the halacha, according to the Bialocha. Continues the... let me just read over here Sifkot Aleph and Mishneh Berurah, which is very, very important. Koyseves ha'gaso, Sifkot Aleph and Mishneh Berurah. Afal gav, although the bechol isuri ha'toira, for all the isurim of the toira, mesharin on bekezayis, we normally work always with the shear of a kezayis, the amount of a kezayis of an olive. That's only where it says explicitly the Torah wants you to have the where it says achila, you need to eat something. So how much is eating, how much you need to eat in order to have eaten something? So the Torah always calls achila, en achila pochas mekezais, the Gemara says. You can only have, only something is considered an eating if you have eaten the volume of a kezais. But over here, you don't need a kezais, interestingly. That's what the Mishnah points out over here. Over here, you don't need a kezais. What you need over here to eat is a koyseves ha'gaso, a date. So why is it different here than anywhere else? Always the shear is a kezais. Think about matzah. How much do you need to eat? You need to eat a kezais. Think about how much you need to eat of. It's always you need to have a kezayis. So why over here is it different? Says the Mishneh Berurah, Mash ein ken biyom haKippurim. It's different from Yom Kippur. You don't need the kezayis. You need the kozevus agas. Why? To lo yiksiv achila. It doesn't actually say explicitly you need to do an achila. But what does it say? Elo mona hakosev es achila beloshen inui. The Torah says you have to afflict yourself, and the ksiv hanefesh says loyse une. Whoever doesn't afflict himself, he is transgressed on Yom Kippurim. So the point of here is not that you mustn't eat. The point of here is that you must afflict yourself. Vekimnu lechachomim, and the chomim have established the pachos mekosevas, that if you have eaten less than a kosevus, loy misyas v'dait teklal, that you haven't satisfied yourself at all by eating less than a kosevus agaso. If you're eating less than a kosevus, now is it that the point of here? If you've eaten less than a kosevus agaso, so you don't need to have an olive over here. It's not the point over here. As long as you haven't eaten over here, the amount on Yom Kippur. As long as you've eaten on Yom Kippur, the amount of a kosevus agaso, which is a date, you're still going to be hungry. So it could be, it's considered halachically an achila, but who cares? That's not the point of here. The point is that you must be afflicting yourself. You must be you must feel in a way that you're afflicted. You're uncomfortable. And the way to achieve that is the way you're going to be comfortable is by eating kosevus agaso. Anything below that, you're still considered uncomfortable. You're still going to consider inui, afflicting yourself. And that's why over here the point is not achila, which means kezayis, but the point of it is kezeves agaso, which equals inui. So that's a really, really important point of here. That's not the same than in other areas of halacha. It's very different. That's why over here you need the amount of kezeves agaso and not a kezayis, because the point is inui, to afflict yourself, as opposed to achile, which is always a kezayis. Sifkot and Gimel and Mishneh Berurah. First wide line. V'shir zeh shove the kimnu lechachomim. V'shir zeh miat v'daita the kol adam me'ato yharbe. He said there is a suv daita. A person is comfortable if you have a kosevus agaso. You're going to be comfortable. You're going to feel already a little bit. A bit. You've eaten something. If you have less than that, as if you had a grain of rice, it's not going to help you. But you're still going to be. You're going to feel exactly the same than before. Even if you have a kezayis, you're still going to feel the same as before. It's just that you need to have a kosevus agaso. By eating a kosevus agaso, then that's when you're going to feel better. The bechol odom me'ato yahabe, you're going to feel either, some people feel better by kosevus agaso, some people doesn't mean that much, but the vatzim mehochi, but less than that, lo yimias v'dait tushom onosh. If you're eating less than kosevus agaso, nobody's going to feel comfortable. So this is the shiur of kosevus agaso. Yeah. See base. Every food adds up for this shear of kosevus agaso, for this amount. Afilu melach, even salt, shalabosa, which is on the meat, vetzir, or the juice, shal yorok, which comes from vegetables, anything adds up. Avol achil v'shtia, but eating and drinking, any mitzvahs will not add up. So drinking is a different shear, which is meloy lugmav, which is a cheek full that it doesn't. That's the shear of shtia of drinking. But eating and drinking doesn't add up. You need to have a shear of achila or an achila of shtia. You can't merge both. Save gimel. But otherwise, every food adds up. So you don't have to have one food item. You can have, if a person has a kosevus agaso, various items, numerous foods, they add up together to be over on kosevus agaso, on the shiur, to get to the shiur of kosevus agaso. Seif gimel, ochal v'chozav v'ochal. He ate, he stopped, and then he ate again. Chozav v'ochal, he ate again. Im yesh mitchilas achila rishoyna. If and when he started eating, atzoif achila, until the end of the eating, until the end of the eating, kidei achilas pras, it was within a achilas pras, which is a time measure, which is according to the poskim, anything between 3 minutes and 9 minutes, but many poskim say that it's 9 minutes. If it's all within 9 minutes, if it's not within 9 minutes, then it adds up. Veim lav, but if it's not within 9 minutes, within like the achilas pras, and mitzvah and don't add up. That means that if you have a little bit of just a little bit of something, and then you wait an hour, and then you have a little bit more, and then another half an hour, all that doesn't add up. That doesn't add up to the shear, to the measure of kedachilas pras. It only adds up if it's within 3 to 9 minutes, according to some poskim. Then the kesevus agasa adds up. Otherwise, it won't count as one achila. It will be counted as numerous achilas. Shir achilas pras. Now, what is that exactly achilas pras? Yeshoim arba beitzim. Some say that you work it from four, the volume of four eggs. Yeshoim shalosh beitzim. Some three eggs. Socha kois, generous ones. That's how you add up, how you work out the shir of kedachilas pras.